25 years ago, James Graham's life was turned upside down. At the age of 48, he was told by an aunt and uncle here in Buffalo that the family he lived with, particularly his father, was not really his.
And an obituary was passed across the kitchen table, and there was a likeness of a priest to me. And the people that passed the obituary across the table said, "This man may be your father. We don't know. Only the principals know." But in fact, they did know, but these were talking points, I think, that the church supplied them because they knew I would be anxious to know the details of my history.
His father, it was whispered, was the late Father Thomas Sullivan, who in the 1940s was serving at Holy Angels Parish in Buffalo. His mother, according to Graham, had a relationship with Sullivan. As a toddler, he and his mother fled Buffalo while Father Sullivan was transferred to Newburgh. But soon after, he too disappeared.
The church was not happy that, you know, these principals had disappeared. So it was in their best interest to find out where they were. So actually, private detectives were hired to find the three of us. And they located us about 7 months later in New York City. And they coerced my father back into the priesthood, into the Oblate Order. They took me from my mother's custody and put me in a family in Buffalo with her ex-husband, so I would look like I would be his son.
Graham is one of an unknown number of children of priests worldwide. Vincent Doyle is the founder of Coping International, which provides mental health resources, research, and support for such individuals. Speaking to WBFO by phone from Ireland, Doyle says unlike the church's sex abuse scandals, no laws were broken in the case of priest paternity cases, although celibacy vows were violated. This, however, is a different form of abuse, the denial of information to children about their true identities.
The preference for anonymity trumps the natural rights of the child to know their father and to be to do the same as everybody else does, to recognize your father and have a relationship. That's the beginnings of abuse. What you're doing is you're masking imposed secrecy as with the words like privacy, confidentiality, etc.
Graham tried for years to get information with little to no avail. A few years ago, he began corresponding with an Oblates leader and was told they had no record of Thomas Sullivan fathering a child.
And basically, he said to me right away, he wasn't pastoral, he was just very belligerent. He said, "But you think your father Sullivan's son, but you can't prove it." He kept repeating that in the phone conversation. So what I did is I wrote him a letter. I said, "Father, I can prove it if I can exhume my father's body."
To his astonishment, they cooperated. The body was exhumed earlier this year, and samples were tested by forensic scientist Anne Marie Myers in Massachusetts. Shortly after Labor Day, she advised Graham that Sullivan's DNA and his were a match. Yes, indeed, Father Sullivan was his biological father.
And it was the finality that, you know, for 25 years I knew he was my father, but I had to prove it. I was just persistent that I was not going to let the church, a big institution like this, just blocked me.
Graham believes his story may be the start of a new wave of people coming forward who may also be the children of priests. Vincent Doyle of Coping International says there's really no telling how many children of priests may be out there.
It's very difficult to stop the situation of children of priests. How do you stop priests having children worldwide? How do you monitor that? It's almost impossible. I don't know how you'd monitor it. And I think in part, because you can't monitor it, I think that's part of the reason that in part the church won't address it.
Doyle says the church in Ireland has worked closely with his organization. The church there earlier this year released a document known as Principles of Responsibility regarding priests who father children while in ministry.
They have released a document which states that there should be no default position to this. In other words, that you don't have to leave the priesthood if you fathered a child. Now, your listeners may be saying, "Oh, he has to go and he has to take care of his child." But there's nothing that states that priesthood and parenthood cannot coexist.
It's a document which the Oblates in Washington, in a letter to Doyle, say they will honor. Graham, meanwhile, says he does not intend to seek civil damages. He told WBFO he has lived a good life, all things considered. Money won't change things, but he got what he really wanted all along: the truth. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.